Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bombings claimed by the Islamic State militants in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs killed at least 40 people on Sunday. Blast came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia for an end to hostilities in Syria. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh says this is encouraging news, but a ceasefire will not be easy to implement.
The problem with any sort of cessation of hostilities is that there are so many players involved in creating the cessation of violence that it creates many opportunities for spoilers.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it's not used by militants to reinforce their positions. Bolivian President Evo Morales' attempt to amend the Constitution, enabling him to run for a fourth term, appears headed for a defeat. Growing number of Bolivians are apparently starting to doubt the Morales' integrity, following recent revelations that his former girlfriend works for a company that has won lucrative government contracts. Morales says it is dirty tactics designed to avert attention from his achievements. Counting is underway for Sunday's presidential and legislative elections in Niger. Results expected in about a week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second five-year term. Critics say Issoufou used political repression in the run-up to the vote, arresting opposition supporters, politicians, and journalists. Issoufou told the French news agency he's absolutely sure he will be reelected. This is VOA News. London Mayor Boris Johnson spoke with British Prime Minister David Cameron, broke with him on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union. Cameron's push to remain in the EU comes after the rest of the EU agreed on a package of concessions to Britain, which means London does not have to comply with as many requirements as other EU members. At least 17 people have been killed in a powerful tropical cyclone that struck Fiji Saturday. Sarah Boxhall of Care Australia spoke with VOA via Skype from Fiji's capital, Suva.
There's been some aerial assessments done because some of the hardest hit islands have been quite remote. So there's been some aerial assessments, and from what I've seen from these photos, there are entire communities where there is not a single building left standing. They've just been blown completely apart.
Fiji's government has declared a month-long state of natural disaster, and scores of residents have sought shelter in evacuation centers set up across the islands. The battle between the U.S. Justice Department and Apple returns to a federal courtroom today as the government tries to get the iPhone maker to comply with an order to help access the phone of an alleged jihadist shooter who, with his wife, were responsible for the killing of 14 people in San Bernardino, California last year. Apple rejected what it called the unprecedented order to create a backdoor that would allow someone with software to access any iPhone and put its customers at risk of hacking. Battle over a U.S. Supreme Court vacancy comes into a sharper focus this week as the Senate gets back to work. After a recess, the White House focusing on potential nominees. Partisan standoff is over replacing Justice Antonin Scalia, who recently died. Senate Majority Leader and the Chairman of the Judiciary Committee penned an open letter arguing the next president, not President Obama, should choose Scalia's replacement on the High Court. White House disagrees.
The president was clear about representing his view that the president has a constitutional duty to nominate a successor whenever there's a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and the Senate has a solemn constitutional duty to give that person a fair hearing and a timely yes or no vote.
Republicans insist while Mr. Obama may put forth a nominee, the Senate may withhold its consent and delay filling the vacancy until after the November presidential election. A few Republican senators have said the chamber would consider anyone President Obama puts forward. Even so, most observers doubt that enough bipartisan support could materialize to advance a nomination to a final vote.
That's the latest world news from VOA.